Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Megan.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us, from little to grown.
We're in different areas of the country and in different stages of life.
But we both know that motherhood's a lot easier when real moms share tips and encouragement.
And remind you that it's really all going to be okay.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 346 of the Mom Hour. I am Sarah Powers, here as always with Megan Francis. Happy New Year, Megan.
Happy New Year. I'm so excited to be back.
We are back. We never left, really, but it's been a whole week.
Right? Well, it feels like it was a year ago when we last talked, Sarah, so I don't know why.
I don't know why. In podcast time-space continuum, of course, we're recording this just before the new year, but it's actually been a couple weeks since we recorded. So even in real life, it's been a while, and we're just excited to be kicking off the new year with all of you. Thank you for listening. Welcome if you're new. We have a great topic today because I don't know a mom in the universe who is not eager to get the house set back to one this new year. And again, we're recording this a bit early, so my house is currently a disaster, but I'm hoping
Mine
that by the time
total hot mess.
Yeah, by the time this comes out on January 4th, maybe we'll be in better shape. What do you think?
I doubt it, because the kids don't go back to school till the 3rd.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll be spending that day cleaning. Maybe I'll listen to this episode while I'm cleaning.
Ooh, that would be very meta of us.
Yeah, it would.
Well, we're sharing cleaning products today, some of our go-to favorites. And I think by way of that, we'll also end up talking about maybe some of our little tips and tricks, some methods for cleaning. I know I always like feel a little bit insecure about my cleaning knowledge. So I'm going to share my favorite products, but I'm also very much looking forward to hearing yours, Megan.
Okay. Well, I love cleaning products. Like, I've always been a little bit obsessed with them. And I've actually read whole books about this before, but I'm not a particularly good house cleaner. It's like, it's like low stakes, like our low stakes driving thing. Like, yeah. I think if I had to pull my house together and make it like ready for royalty, I could do it. And I'd know all the tricks and I'd know how. And like, if something's like, if wine spills, you want me around because I know how to get it out. But in a typical day, I don't really employ a lot of those, that big knowledge. I just rely on like little stupid hacks and products, like products that make it easy. So bad low stakes cleaner, but maybe if I could invite some royalty over, I'd really kick it into high gear.
Whip it into shape. And it does sound like you have a lot of knowledge. I know you have more knowledge about like some natural cleaning solutions than I do. So I'm excited to dig into that. We also have a big roundup of other moms' favorite cleaning products on the blog this week that was put together by our team of contributors. So we will, of course, link that up in the show notes. And that'll be a nice companion piece because I was looking at that list and being like, ooh, I want this. Ooh, I want that. And I was also validated to see that a couple things I do have or use were also on there. So maybe I'm not doing it all wrong.
Well, I think that that blog post was kind of reassuring and validating for me because a lot of them were like things that I already knew about. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then a couple I thought I didn't know anything about these. So,
We'll discover something new. Well, before we dive in, just a little welcome to brand new listeners. It's a new year. I know sometimes moms get a new pair of earbuds for the holidays, or maybe a new device, or you have a resolution to start listening to podcasts. And whatever brought you here to join us for the new year, we're so glad you're here. And I just have a fun little challenge because I really love welcoming new listeners into our community. And I also feel very proud of our vast archives, but they are daunting and overwhelming, and they also do not all show up in your podcast app. So here's my little challenge. I would love for, if you are a relatively new listener in the last, you know, couple months, I want you to email me personally. It's sarah@themomhour.com, and I will link that in the show notes. And just like tell me a little bit about yourself and like what stage of motherhood you're in and what episodes you've listened to so far, or what you'd like to hear more of. And then for the first 5 people who do that, I'm going to make you a playlist of what I think are like the best starter pack for you as a new listener, depending on your kind of stage of life or what you're looking for. And then eventually I'll share those playlists with everybody because I think it's really fun to kind of think about our archives in like thematically that way, because we just have, there's so much there, Megan. It's like, I don't even know what we said, but I think some of it was pretty good.
I think some of it was good, but you know, you and I also we're like pumping this content out at such a rapid pace that we forget our own stuff. So it's always helpful for you as listeners to tell us what you like. And then we're like, oh, right, we did do that. Remember that thing that we did? So it's really helpful.
I'm thinking it's like a little matchmaking thing for me. So I'll do that for the first 5 or so people who reach out to me. It's Sarah@themomhour.com. And I would just love to hear from you. And then maybe others will benefit from having a few more curated playlists, because I think those are really fun to have. So with that, we are going to take a quick break and dive into our favorite cleaning products when we come back. We are welcoming back PrepDish as a sponsor today. And Megan, I think it's helpful to talk about what makes PrepDish a little bit different from other mealtime solutions. First, it's a mom-owned business created by our friend Allison. Allison's a registered dietitian and a chef, and every week she sends you meal plans, shopping lists, and prep instructions that allow you to prep healthy meals ahead of time for the week.
Right. You can choose from gluten-free, keto, paleo, or super fast menu plans, and you'll get all four menus in your inbox each week so you can see which one works best for your family. Last week on the paleo menu, she had slow cooker Italian pork shoulder with mashed sweet potatoes and broccoli, and then marinated flank steak with fingerling potatoes and Brussels sprouts, and both looked so good.
With PrepDish, Allison takes the guesswork out of planning and prepping healthy meals. You follow her shopping lists and her prep ahead instructions, which are designed to be done pretty much all at once in a couple hours for the whole week ahead. And then you're basically set. I think for those who might be wanting a reset this month, this could be a great option.
And we're going to get you 2 weeks free so you can check out PrepDish. To get 2 weeks of meal plans free, go to PrepDish.com/TheMomHour. Again, that's PrepDish.com/TheMomHour for your first 2 weeks free.
Okay, Megan, I know we have listeners whose kids acquired a new set of wheels this holiday season. Those kick scooters are such a childhood classic, and I know my kids for sure got them under the tree a couple of different times. So now that your garage is full of scooters, friends, here's something to check out. Our sponsor, Scooter Badge.
Scooter badges are a fun way to personalize any brand of kid's scooter with a favorite character or even a custom photo. It's a sturdy badge that straps right on the front, and they've got Nickelodeon characters like Paw Patrol, Blue's Clues, and Dora the Explorer, plus kid-friendly designs like bugs, ballerinas, hearts, and trucks.
I have to give a shout-out to their custom badges, Megan. So we got one for Violet with a photo of our dog on it, and she is obsessed. But seriously, if you've got a whole pack of neighborhood kids with similar-looking scooters, this is the coolest way for your kids to quickly know which one is theirs. It's also a really great option for updating a hand-me-down scooter for a kid who wants something to make it feel like new.
Normally, badges cost $10 a piece, but right now, Scooter Badge is clearing out their 2021 inventory, and you can get badges for just $4 each until January 18th. There's no code required, and if you buy 3 badges, you'll get shipping for just $1.99. Go to scooterbadge.com to get this deal. That's scooterbadge.com.
All right, Megan, we will go back and forth here, and I'm going to kick it to you to go first. What is a cleaning product you cannot live without?
Well, okay. So one of the recurring themes you're going to notice as we're talking today is I am not good at floor maintenance. I'm not really like, I don't want to get on my hands and knees and scrub the floor. And I'm also not good at noticing when there's stuff on the floor. Mm-hmm. I kind of walk around looking outward and not down. And so like once a week I'll look down at my floors and be like, oh, these are really gross. And my whole upstairs is this, like it's a laminate. It's not real wood. It's like, and it's not even a particularly good laminate. It's like the kind that shows footprints and stuff. Like you could really tell it's not wood. And so it needs some kind of cleaning, but it's not like I'm up here eating food or whatever. So like actually mopping it seems like a little much. So I got these cheapo microfiber dust mops at, I believe, TJ Maxx. And they just have like a brightly colored, fluffy, it looks like a Muppet.
Yeah, I can picture.
You know, it was like a little nubby and, you know, and I have one in purple and one in blue and I just keep it leaned up against my dresser and like once a day, probably I just push it around and it picks up cat hair and dust and my room gets sand in it. It's really, and you know, I live not too far from Lake Michigan and I swear sand somehow migrates into my second floor. And it just helps kind of get the floors looking kind of polished up and nice. So that's something that I have found myself relying on a lot, even though there's much more like expensive solutions. It's something that I use almost every day.
I mean, that's such a good point that the best solution is the one you will actually use. And then what I would add to that is you keep it in a place where it's not tucked away. I am guilty of tucking cleaning supplies away, forgetting I have them, buying more. And then still being like annoyed at this grime in the tub that I actually have a good solution for, but it's like way back in the garage or something. So I love that you just keep it right there. I love it. Well, the first go-to for me is related to pets. And I have a dog who doesn't shed, but who does mark his territory and occasionally pee on a carpet, and or it's usually like on the corner of an upholstered thing. Mm-hmm. And this is like a whole separate conversation because he didn't do this for the first like 4 years of his life. And he didn't start doing it until we moved to this house. But even in this house, he didn't do it for the first like almost a year. So something like set him off. And then as people know with marking dogs, it's just really hard to break them of that. Cause once they smell their own, like, or if another dog comes in the house, it's a territory thing. So anyway, when I was growing up, my mom always used Resolve products for carpet and upholstery stain and odor removal. And I just followed suit. I never really like experimented with other brands. Resolve now has a bunch of different ones. They have some that are specific for pet stains and that will kind of neutralize urine smells. They have some that foam up a lot, some that are meant to be used with like a steam cleaner. So they have a whole line. It's just, it's been my go-to brand forever. And then what I will pair with Resolve, so I have several different bottles of Resolve in different cupboards throughout the house, but you got to have a good scrubbing rag if you're going to get in there on upholstery or carpet. We have a couple of really like shaggy kind of deep pile area rugs. They're not expensive at all. They're you know, they're for like the rec room and stuff, but they have long shaggy pile. So you got to like get in there, and there is nothing better than a true like bar towel, and the kind you can buy. Costco has them in packs of 50 or whatever. They tend to be too big for what I need. So it's just a white classic bar towel. And I cut them in half. And you need to have so many. It's the best rag for cleaning up really gross, dirty messes. You can always throw them away if they get truly gross. But cut in half is like a great size. And I just keep them in a basket in the cupboard. So.
Well, I'm sorry that this is such an issue that you have to have an on-hand solution for it. Yes. But I hear you. Like my pets, I've got an old dog and she doesn't mark. She just... if I'm not home and she really has to go, she just can't hold it anymore. Yeah. And so I've had a few of those myself. I also love Resolve. And I think Resolve has the one where it's a foam and it comes out and there's like a plastic, like nubby top. Oh, do you know what I'm talking about? So you can work it in. So the way I think I've always done it, and I'm trying to remember back to like when I actually had carpet that was getting peed on. Now it tends to just be like hardwood floor. And that's a whole different mess.
Yeah.
Which we can talk about another time, but it's like blotting it up and then spraying in the foam and then working it in with either the plasticky nubby top or getting one of those bristle brushes with a handle. Those come in handy for a lot of things like that too, especially if it's like a Berber carpet.
Yeah,
I feel like it gets like those bristles.
Yeah, really that's a get good down idea. That Berber. I should add that to my arsenal. Yeah, good idea.
And then just throw everything else on it. Throw some vinegar on it, some salt, soda, whatever. Yeah.
All the things. I need to work on the odor neutralization. It's to the point where I don't smell it and I'm pretty sensitive, but I know he can still smell it because he'll go for the same place every time. So
anyway. It's like a really gross story really quick.
Yeah, please. This is about cleaning.
Old dog has, stinky pee, and she peed in my bedroom on that laminate that I was talking about. And I didn't really even know for a day or two because it kind of dried up.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking down going like you could almost see like a film. And so I'm like, okay, I know what's going on. So I cleaned it. And then I was like, why does it still kind of stink in here? And then I realized it had gone under my yoga mat. And was like trapped. So it was like it had run my room was a little slanty and it had run downhill under my yoga mat and was trapped. And I figured that out when I was doing yoga. I'm like, it just stinks. And then I lifted up a corner and was like, like a little.
That is so offensive. It's like going into your sacred space and just leaving
dog pee.
The most unpleasant surprise. That's terrible. Oh my gosh. Okay. It's your
turn. All right. I guess I'm up next. Okay. Okay. So this is also going into my generalized laziness and inability to keep up with floors. I have become very dependent on Method Squirt and Mop.
Oh, I've seen
this. So it is just a little bottle. They have two. The one I have is made for like wood and wood like floors. So it smells like almond oil. So it has that kind of wood floor cleaner kind of smell. But it's literally just like an oval bottle and you just squeeze it really hard and it squirts really far. And then I just walk around with my microfiber and mop it up basically. So it's just a way to get the floor kind of clean, looking shiny, get like any kind of surface gunk off of it. They do make one for like tile and other kinds of floors that's more like a lemon scent. I have not used that one yet, but I think I'll probably buy some.
Okay, I love this because floors also have always kind of, it's like I've made them more complicated than I need to be. So one question I have is, would you sweep or vacuum first if like, if there was a bunch of like actual loose particles, or would you just kind of push? Okay, so you would probably sweep first.
If there was like big stuff, I would. But the dust mops are really good at like picking up really small dust. So I would, if it was like something more like that, just push the dry mop around once and pick that stuff up, and then switch out the mop head to a clean one, and then just spray and do that. And then I throw them both in the wash.
So there's no bucket of water involved.
There's no bucket of water. I don't have that gross thing where I have to like, you know, squeegee the water into the sink and it's all gross. So gross. No.
Then do you wash those mop heads in the washing machine?
Yep. Or put them in the washing machine.
Oh, okay. This is how I truly am. You're like, oh, really? I'm just not very good at this stuff.
I think for the microfiber to truly work the way it's supposed to, I mean, the whole idea of a microfiber is it's supposed to like, stuff is supposed to be attracted to it.
Yes.
And it's supposed to cling to it. And I think you're not technically supposed to use it. You're definitely not supposed to use it with static cling stuff, like with a dryer sheet.
Okay.
But I also think that you're supposed to not really use it with detergent because it can make some of those properties go away.
Okay.
I don't really care that much, though, because to me, the microfiber part's kind of beside the point. It's just having something easy to push around and use whatever product I want with it. Like the microfiber part is just what they had at the store. I'm not really using it the way like that way. So I don't care. I just throw it in the wash with whatever, you know, towels or whatever I'm washing. And yeah, I wash it pretty much every time I use it or every other time. And I have two. So I just swap them in and out. Yeah,
I love this. Well, my next one also has a microfiber tie-in, but the actual can't live without that I truly love is a surface cleaner. So a countertop spray from Public Goods, who is a show sponsor of ours, but I am a paying customer and I buy this for myself on repeat. It just is a really light feel to it as a countertop spray. So this is not what I would use to deep clean my kitchen. This is like a once or twice a day wipe down the counters. It doesn't leave anything filmy. It goes on really light, and Public Goods is very like eco-minded. And so I love that you purchase the little refills that then you just use the same bottle. So less plastic over time. I might replace the bottle like twice a year if it feels like the nozzle or whatever, like I could use a fresh one. But otherwise the little refills they're like $2.50 or something, like really affordable. Mix it with water. And I just have that everywhere. And then to actually wipe, my favorite are the microfiber cloths from Trader Joe's. I'm sure they're the same as many countertop microfiber cloths, but I am at Trader Joe's every single week. They come in cute colors in little two packs. When they get gross, you can just throw them away because they are extremely affordable, bright colors. So that is my pairing for just clean countertops that looks nice and smell nice. The scent on that Public Goods, I don't even know what it is. It is not overwhelming. It just feels clean when I use that on my counters.
So I also love Public Goods household products. And I have to just share a little weird idiosyncrasy about me. And that is that I can't stand the way microfiber cloths feel on my fingers.
Oh.
Like if I have any little hangnails or at least the ones I'm thinking of. Yeah. Or even if your fingertips are kind of rough, it feels like it's sticking to me. And something about it is like a sensory nightmare. So my sister knitted me like a whole bunch of washcloths because
when she learned knitted washcloths.
Yes, they're so amazing. When she first learned to knit, she just only learned how to make washcloths. And so for like 2 years, all she made was washcloths. I think she just likes to knit just to do it. I don't think she cares about what she makes. So I got tons of those and they're essentially kind of disposable at this point. Yeah. I know they only take her like 20 minutes to make. So I'll use them until they get gross and I can run through the dishwasher a few times to sanitize them. But after a while it's like, okay, this one's chunky. So that's what I use instead of the microfiber.
Oh, I do know that sensation you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about, only it doesn't bother me. But I know exactly
interesting.
That. Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. So, my next one is Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day Surface Powder and their scrubbing cream, which is like actually made with the surface powder. So it's like a can, a little metallic can of literally cleaning powder. And it might remind you of the green can your mom probably had under the sink when we were growing up. And it's kind of like the natural version of that and soft scrub. And it just like you can't use it on every surface because some surfaces, even though it's like a really fine grit, it's not supposed to scratch. Like I don't trust it with everything, but I will use it instead of toilet cleaner sometimes. I think it does a really good job of like getting, if you have like any rings in your toilet where the water sits, especially if you have like hard water or like someone didn't flush for a day or two and it's just like sitting there, it is a really good job with that. And it's Mrs. Meyer's, so it smells really good and it's, you know, more natural based. And it's like very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like it can be tailored to some, to any use. Like it's not a special use. It's not a uni use thing. It's like something that can be used in a variety of ways. Bathtubs, it's great for bathtubs. It's great for like getting the sink really clean. So I like both of those an awful lot.
I am going to look for those because I love Mrs. Meyer's and always have, but I haven't delved much beyond the dish soap and the countertop spray, which I don't always get, but like I'll pick up sometimes in a fun scent. So I'll have to look for those. That's really good. Okay, so the next cannot live without for me is actually something that you told me about, Megan. So it must have been another cleaning episode years ago, a couple years ago. I think you had just moved into one of your houses. You had just had a move and you had a
I had just moved into this house.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
And so it is a broom dustpan combination pair. And we can't, it appears that it is no longer available and that's part of the story, but we'll link up as close as we can. And then maybe listeners, if you have something like this that you love, I would like a link from you. So it was simple and inexpensive, but it was one of those where the broom and the dustpan kind of clicked together at the handle. So when I could hang it on my laundry room wall and it kind of like was flat against the wall, but you went around like sweeping up at a restaurant after, you know, I'm picturing like McDonald's or something. There was always somebody like with a broom and dustpan.
Right. That both have handles. Yeah.
That work together. And it also had the dustpan part had these little rubber or plastic teeth that you could kind of drag the broom through so that those big hairballs that you pick up and like weird things that get stuck in the broom bristles, you could kind of force them out without bending over to pull it out. And I know all of you listening know that annoying thing that I'm talking about. It was a very functional broom dustpan combo. And then when my mother-in-law was in town over Thanksgiving, she did a very nice thing of sweeping my kitchen and somehow like kind of forced it together wrong because they kind of nest together when you put them away and she broke it and she felt awful and we got a new one and it's just not the same. So my can't live without, I am actually living without and I need some kind of replacement. Do you still have yours?
I do still have mine. And then I liked it so much, I ended up buying two more, like one for each floor. And then I think I wanted one for the garage or something. So I wound up with three. And the funny thing is, oh no, I know what happened. So I had the one downstairs and then I ordered what I thought was an exact replica of it. But the second one I got was slightly different and the edge of the dustpan did not fully touch the floor. So you'd go sweep and all the dirt would go under it. And it was like, okay, it was so annoying.
Design flaw.
Yes, it really was. And it took me a little while to figure it out. I'm like, how come this is ineffective? Like nothing I'm doing is working. So then I went back and the one that I wanted was also gone and I wound up getting a similar one that's great. It's okay. It does not have the flaw of the first. So between the three in my house, I actually threw the dustpan away from the faulty one. So now I have three brooms and two dustpans.
Okay. I guess the lesson here is that if you, like me, have gone like 15 years of domesticated life without ever exploring the concept of a broom dustpan combo, it might be a $20 investment that could make your life just a little bit better. Because that's how I felt about it. It was like I had always swept my kitchen, had a broom, and I had a dustpan. Right. I had never had one of these newfangled contraptions, and it made me very happy. So,
well, and isn't that kind of like a lesson or a takeaway for all of us about everything? Like if you're suffering, or if not suffering, is like way too dramatic of a word. But if you've been like struggling to make a tool work that doesn't work the way you want it to, there's probably a better tool out there.
Agreed. So. All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we have some more can't live without cleaning products to discuss when we come back.
Sarah, you and I both use our sponsor Athletic Greens and their AG1 powder literally every day. I know when you started using AG1, you were really looking for a way to simplify your daily health routine, and AG1 does that by combining multiple supplements into one easy scoop. There's a multivitamin, a multimineral, pre and probiotics, digestive enzymes, adaptogens, a greens complex, immune support, B complex, and more. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and even aging. And a subscription to AG1 also comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in these winter months when we don't get enough sunlight.
Megan, you know AG1 has been a part of my daily routine for over a year now, and I have loved how it helps me get my day off to an energetic start. I know this time of year, a lot of us are making a conscious effort to find healthy ways to support our sleep quality and mental clarity, and AG1's formula does that too. And at less than $3 a day, it's way cheaper than trying to get all of these supplements separately. And who has time to figure out how to source every supplement you need without overlapping, right? I love how AG1 makes this part of my wellness routine so easy.
You can help get your New Year's wellness routine off to a great start with just one scoop of AG1 a day. And we have a great offer for you. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/momhour. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/momhour to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Sarah, I'm getting ready to move, which means I have been going through my wardrobe pretty carefully. And while I try to keep my closet fairly minimalist these days, I can't help but notice I always have some imbalance or like an area where I have needs. Like right now, I am very pants secure, but seriously low on cute coordinating tops. So I think I'm going to be leaning pretty heavily on our sponsor, Stitch Fix, to help me fill in the gaps.
Megan, I love this because we all find ourselves in those situations sometimes, or could just use a style refresh to bring us into a new season or season of life. Stitch Fix Freestyle is your trusted style destination where you can discover and instantly buy curated items based on your style, likes, and lifestyle. Whether you're looking for a brand you love or want to try a new one, at Stitch Fix Freestyle, you can shop over 1,000 brands and styles personalized to your size and fit. Stitch Fix Freestyle has clothes for any occasion, no matter what season of motherhood you're in. There's loungewear, casual wear, workwear, going out styles, and more. Plus, there's no subscription required, and they offer free shipping, returns, and exchanges.
Yeah, Stitch Fix Freestyle is a great way to discover new brands and effortlessly try new styles. Get started today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/themomhour. That's stitchfix.com/themomhour to try Stitch Fix Freestyle. stitchfix.com/themomhour.
All right, Megan, what's up next for you?
Okay, so this is a little bit unexpected for me. The house that I live in currently has a very large granite island. And I've had granite countertops before, and I guess I've never done anything super special with them. You know, I scrub them with like the rough side of a sponge to get junk up, and then I wipe them down with a cleaner, and then I'm kind of done. And this house, I was like digging through like that. You know how sometimes kitchens this in front of the sink have that little drawer that pops down like on an angle? And I didn't even know I had it for a really long time. And then I opened it one day and was like, oh my gosh, there's all these things in here. Like there was like these little scrubby plastic things. And one of the things was this tiny little bottle of granite polish. I can't even tell you what the company was. I don't think it was anything special. Actually, I think it was one of the same ones that makes like stainless steel cleaner. And I think it starts with a W. I can't think of that off the top of my head.
I was going to say Wegmans, but that's a grocery store.
Something like Weisman or Wayman. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was like, ooh, what's this? And I just happened to have really physically clean counters. Like at the moment, or the island was totally cleared off and I had just cleaned it, which seemed like a great time to try polishing it. And I have to tell you, it was like the most satisfying thing. And I only have done it like once every couple of months. It's not something that I do all the time because really you do have to prep. Like there's no point polishing a dirty countertop or something that's got a bunch of stuff on it. But when I do it, it gleams. It looks amazing. Cool. And if you put a glass on it and just push it a little bit with your finger, it will like slide all the way down.
It's like an air hockey table.
Yes, it is. It's like an air hockey table. Exactly. And it gives me such satisfaction. So I was poking around and it turns out I believe Method makes a granite polish and maybe Mrs. Meyers too. And I love both of those brands. So I'm going to get myself some more. And it's just, I mean, it's not something I really need. It's just something I really want.
Yeah. I have had that same feeling when I do a real wood polish or like a wood oil on my dining room table, which again is not often because I'm more likely just kind of wiping it off and but it smells good and you're like, oh, that's how a wood table is supposed to look. And I would imagine it was kind of the same with the granite polish. That's so funny. I should check my little trap drawer because we've lived in this house like a year and a half and I think I've opened it twice and I forget that it's there. Maybe there's a secret, there's a secret tiny bottle of granite polish. All right. So my next can't live without is very simple and probably something most of you already have, but I will share the ways in which I've learned to use them better. And that is bleach, white vinegar, and baking soda, three sort of staples. But what has worked really well for me is to have very large, like Costco size containers of them, because at certain times you need a good amount, maybe not a baking soda. I guess I never use like tons of baking soda at a time, but with the vinegar, I've tried to keep like a little bottle of white vinegar in the pantry in the same place like we would use for cooking. And yeah, it goes too fast. And then, or yeah. It's like some cleaning job is going to require like 2.5 cups and I don't have it, or I don't want to use it all. So it doesn't have to be Costco, but wherever you can get the giant handles of, I have one of white vinegar, one of bleach, and then a huge Costco bag of baking soda. And they are not for other use. Like they're just for cleaning. The baking soda and white vinegar, even though you use those for maybe food at times, mine are just for cleaning. And I keep them in an area where this is tricky because they're so big that they don't work in like a little cupboard where I have my everyday cleaning supplies and countertop sprays and things like that. But I also have realized that if they're way out in the garage hidden somewhere, I will never use them. So I found a high shelf in my laundry room. I know just where they are. And I have just tried to like use them more frequently and remind myself that so many household cleaning tasks can be accomplished with some combination of those three. And again, I'm like kind of a dummy about this sometimes. So sometimes I have to Google it, or like, oh, does this call for, should I do warm water and vinegar or a little bit of bleach first? But I have a white ceramic sink that I have finally kind of cracked the code on how I really like to clean it, how it feels most clean to me. And maybe that's kind of the lesson. Like there may be like the method for me is not how you would clean your sink, but with those three things in easy access in large quantities, I can do a lot.
Yeah. And baking soda and a toothbrush applied to like the little, the round, I don't even know what you would call it. Like the thing that in the drain, like drain, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. or one, I need to start keeping those things upstairs in my house too, because I'll be up there like just trying to make do with whatever cleaning supplies I have on hand while I'm doing my bathroom. And baking soda and vinegar would work so well on toothbrush holders when they get gross.
Yes. You know, oh my gosh. Mine like, is you so have the disgusting kind where they right stand now. Up. Oh
yeah. They're just foul and they get foul really fast. Yes. And so just like giving it a little scrub with baking soda and then like a vinegar rinse would be great. Do you do the thing with your microwave with white vinegar?
No. What do you do? Tell me.
So you can actually do this without the vinegar and just with the bowl of water, but I just find that it works better if you do vinegar and water. So you put a bowl, if your microwave is getting gross and dried on gross, you put a bowl of vinegar and water mix in your microwave in like, I don't know, 5 minutes or something like that. And it creates the steam inside your microwave. And then you just get a sponge and wipe it down and it just comes off like so easily. So all that struggling that you've done in your life, don't struggle anymore.
I love it.
Just use your vinegar. Yeah.
I love it. All right. What's next?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm back on the floor thing again.
More mops.
You're seeing a theme here. More mops. So I have had this for at least 10 years and it's from the Libman line, which I really like. And it's the Libman Freedom and it's a spray mop. So basically what it is, it's sort of like a Swiffer, only nothing is throwaway. So if you feel weird about, you know, like single use, like floor cleaning situations, this is actually reusable and it's kind of like the microfiber one I described that I use upstairs, only it's got like a scrubby outer coating on it. It's better for like kitchen floors because you can really get in there and like scrub with it the way you do with a mop, like a regular mop. And it's got a little container, like a little, some word I'm looking for here, like a thing that you fill up. What is, you know what I'm talking about?
A reservoir?
Yes, a reservoir. Thank you. And you can fill it with whatever. I've used like, you know, dish soap and water. I've used cleaning, like floor cleaning supplies. Like you could use vinegar and water, like whatever you've got. You fill it with that. And then there's just like a little trigger you pull and it sprays it in front of the mop head.
Right. Like all straightforward over your floor. Kind of.
Yeah. Straightforward and kind of like off of the diagonal. And then you just mop it up. It's great.
Like
and it's
that.
Like all of the laziness that I have. It's it's still easier than the kind of mop that you have to like rinse out the head or squeegee out the head. It's still a lot easier than that. There's no bucket, but it's like a step up from my microfiber dust mop situation. So I have been in love with it for a long time. I've had it for the same one for a decade. It's still going strong. Clara can use it. That's kind of become her job to clean floors, and she really enjoys it because she thinks it's fun to spray it. So, and I also let her choose like what she's going to put in the reservoir.
I love that you can choose
that too.
Yeah, because sometimes, yeah, that just makes so much sense. I love that. Yeah.
Well, it gives you a lot of flexibility, and sometimes you need something a little more heavy duty, and sometimes you want it to smell like Christmas, and sometimes you want it to smell like spring. You know,
yeah.
It's like you get to kind of just choose your own adventure a little bit.
I love it. All right. Well, my next one is a little bit specific, but I guarantee someone listening has had the same problem. I am a bit cursed when it comes to dishwashers. I've had more dishwasher problems over the years, and I've lived in whatever, 4 homes probably, and had some old dishwashers and several nice new dishwashers, and just had a series of problems. So I am very easily annoyed by a dishwasher that's like operating at like 60% or 70%. I would much rather hand wash dishes than like pull things out at the end and, you know, 20% of them aren't clean. So
do you think it's possible? Because I have the same problem, and I'm just going to throw out the low stakes poor cleaning thing. Do you think it's possible there's user error happening?
User error. Okay.
Plagued by the same user error.
So possibly, except I have had a couple of quite high-end brands that will tell you, you do not need to rinse before you put your dishes right in. And in fact, you're not supposed to, because the water sheen will like interfere with whatever is magic is supposed to happen. So, I mean, if I'm more
like thinking like the trap isn't getting cleaned out or something, because this is something I go through where my dishes get gritty and gross and I can't get them clean. And so share your product, but I just like, I've almost been starting to get a complex about it.
Well, I think I used to be really clueless about emptying the filter thing down below. So in the first half of my last 15 years of this, maybe, but not recently. Like I am diligent. I pull that thing out, but we have very, very hard water here. And so there is a ton of, I don't know if it's the lime scale, whatever it is, that like white buildup, mineral buildup. And so that's kind of a known issue. And I had tried a series of different things. I have done Lemishine. I've done a bunch, but we finally actually had a repair person come out maybe a month or two ago. And I knew he was going to tell me that it's just hard water buildup, but I had already Googled. I had run vinegar through. I had like done a lot of things. So he told me about Dishwasher Magic, which I think I had used once before. And he told me exactly which one to order. And I will link that in the show notes. And what he told me, he said the back instructions will tell you to use one container. He's like, use 3 and do it twice. Like basically use way more than they tell you. And you empty your dishwasher, you take the cap off of this plastic bottle and you shove it upside down in the silverware container. And then you get your water running hot before you even turn the dishwasher on, and you run it on its hottest cycle. And it sort of melts this goo that comes down and really goes to town on that buildup. And I had tried seriously so many things with this dishwasher, and this actually worked. So it will now be I can't live without it. I think I will probably put it in my like recurring to-doist, like every 3 months, maybe, to do like a double cycle of this, because I think with our hard water, it's not going to be a one and done, but it's going to be a maintenance thing that is going to just save me a ton of that, like death by 1,000 cuts, death by 1,000 dirty coffee mugs. So very happy with Dishwasher Magic.
Then I'm going to have to use that too, because I just feel like I've had really bad luck, and I'm not like really fanatical about cleaning the trap, but I do it enough that I don't feel like this should be happening to me anymore. And
you don't deserve this.
I don't deserve this. So I will try that. All right. Well, my last one is a bit of a stretch when it comes to cleaning products we can't live without, because the truth is I've been living without this for a while, but I want it in my life. So I really love glass cleaner. I really like having it all over the house because there's glass everywhere. And in the past, I have been tempted to just try to use whatever other cleaner I have. And you know, that doesn't work. Like I tell myself it's going to work. No, it leaves streaks and it just doesn't work. But I also don't want the window cleaner. I'm a little bit, I'm a little picky in particular. I don't want the glass cleaner to look too much like the counter spray, because then I get confused. Mm. And I don't want the smell to compete. And I don't want it to be like one of those noxious smelling ammonia based ones either. So I am going to try Public Goods. They have a glass cleaner, and I've loved their other cleaning products that I've tried. And I feel like it's just going to smell like, I don't want the smell to compete with the other delicious scented things that I'm using in my bathroom. And I know you can use just like white vinegar and water, and that works fine, but I'm going to give it a shot. But just in general, I just really like glass cleaner. I like to have a good glass cleaner that really works and is available everywhere. So yeah. I don't have to run around.
Well, and like I said, with the Public Goods countertop spray, I don't have their glass cleaner, but it looks the same. And you could also do those little refills. So you could buy like four bottles to start, but then the refills make it very affordable to like always make sure you've got like a little drawer full of those refills and you don't have to keep buying the bottles. So I could see that being a really good, easy switch. Okay, well, my last one is vacuum related. And it's funny that you talked a lot about mops because in my house, I think we have five different vacuum options. I just didn't bring them up on this podcast because I thought it would be kind of boring. And like everybody has a vacuum and kind of knows what they like, maybe. But I'm going to talk about one of them. And it is a shop vac, like an actual industrial wood shop.
The really loud ones?
It's loud and it's big. Yeah. And when Brian wanted to buy it, so Brian got into woodworking about a year ago. He's building us raised garden beds and he invested in some nice tools and he wanted to get a shop vac. And of course, my like knee-jerk reaction was like, okay, but we have like, a nice Dyson it's older. It is several, like maybe 8 years old or something. We have a nice good Dyson. We have a robot vacuum. And now we have another little cordless thing. So I'm like, how many vacuums seriously do we need? But I have changed my tune. I will link to the one he got, but I think it was from Home Depot. It's a good quality. It's not the cheapest entry point, but it's certainly not like outrageous. And I don't think it was as expensive as maybe I thought it was when I saw the size of it. So it looks like a big kind of barrel drum shape and it's on wheels and it's got the long like extendable tube with a couple different attachments. But I kid you not, if you do any kind of home projects that result in a lot of sawdust or like paper, even my kids do like origami and paper and stuff where it's like, we're not talking about vacuuming up a little dirt or dust or pet hair. There's like actual heft. There's like volume to be suctioned up. Our guinea pig cage has the little shavings. So, or kitty litter, like anything where it's just like a lot, it is so satisfying to turn this thing on. And it's like gone within seconds. So it's basically just like the satisfaction of vacuuming times 100. And it's not for every home. If you have a small home or you're not doing these kind of projects, it's maybe not for you. But I have been pleasantly surprised at how easy it is to use. And I mentioned we have kind of a deep pile rug in the rec room. So things get like even a Lego or like a little fuse bead or those types of little things. It's gone. Remember how your sister Catherine just taught you to throw that stuff away when you find it on the floor? Yes. Like this would help you literally suck it into oblivion and no kid would ever know that you'd thrown away because it would go into the barrel of the shop vac. So that's my little, that is my vote for a shop vac, something I never thought I would love and was more affordable and more versatile than I expected.
So I have to share that I have had shop vacs several times in my life, but they were always sort of kept in the shop. They were always kind of kept out in like the outdoor grungy space or like in a basement. And I remember several different times thinking I was kind of jealous. Like I wanted something like that in the main living space because of how useful it is. But like the ones we had were always like dirty and gross. Like they were truly the thing you used to like clean up water in the basement or, you know, like out in the garage when there was sawdust or something like that. And so mine never went back and forth, but I could see the value of that. And remember how I mentioned that I got a dumpster not too long ago?
Yeah.
I threw away no fewer than three. I actually think four vacuum cleaners.
Because
I kept buying crappy cheap vacuum cleaners because I have a big house right now with several different kinds of floors. So my solution was to purchase like a different vacuum for every area of the house that I thought would serve a really specific purpose. And most of them were just terrible. I did keep the stick vac because I think that one's just, it's pretty easy to walk. I like being able to walk around and like hit corners with it, but I ended up getting a Miele. I think that's how you pronounce it. At the vacuum store in town. Like there's an actual vacuum store. And I went in there and purchased a vacuum from a vacuum salesman who specializes in that. And I love it.
This is a real sidebar, but does your vacuum store, is it also vacuum and sewing machines?
Yes, it's also a sewing machine store.
So that is, have you ever like thought about that like
I didn't realize that was it. I have thought how weird, but I didn't realize that was a thing that was like so, more than just the one in my town.
No, it's everywhere. And I looked into it one time because I thought it was so funny. I thought, well, it's either a throwback to like the 1950s where those were like the home machines that women would have needed to have serviced and purchased, or there's something engineering mechanical that puts those two in the same. And it is, it's the belt. It's like the internal workings are similar enough that parts and service, and I'm sure the knowledge of the salespeople and all of that. And maybe there is something more like cultural or sociological too.
I could totally see that. And this looks old school. It's been there forever.
Yeah.
But if you Google, the signage still looks old. Yeah.
Yeah. Like in your town, listeners, if you Google like vacuum cleaner repair, I bet you anything, it will be a vacuum cleaner sewing machine repair operation.
I love this so much. Isn't this one is owned by the son of the original owner.
And he is like,
you could tell he grew up in the business. Like he was the nerdiest guy to talk to. He knew everything. They only have like four or five styles. So they only had Miele and Simplicity. And then I think Simplicity is also a sewing machine brand. So that's another little bit crossover. And then one of the other sewing machine brands, I can't remember. I didn't look. I wasn't there in the market for a sewing machine. And they're not cheap. Like, I didn't know what to expect when I went in, but they had a few refurbs, but mostly you were buying at full retail cost. Mm-hmm. But they'll do things like, you know, they'll give it a free cleaning once a year. And if I have any problems, they'll help me fix it. And like, it's just so worth it because I'm tired of having cheap vacuums. I really wanted to invest in something I would use for a long time and that works well. And Owen, when he used the Miele for the first time, he was like, I can't believe it. Like this, he's like, this is the best experience vacuuming I've ever had. Like he was so excited.
It's like the Porsche of the experience of that like motor. Okay. So just continuing down this rabbit hole just for a second. I'm so curious what will happen when the individuals and the families who have this deep knowledge about like how vacuum cleaners and sewing machines and a few other stable appliances work. It's just going to be a different landscape in terms of repair. And it's kind of sad. Like I know my mom had a sewing machine repair guy who's like 90. And I don't know if he had his own brick and mortar shop or if he was just like the guy you called, but either way, I don't think his son has taken over. Like who's going to repair it? Like what's going to happen?
Well, and what about like getting your shoes cobbled?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Or
tailors. Like, I mean, even a tailor, that's something that will never go. The need for that won't go away because you can't tailor your own suits and things like that. But are there going to be enough younger people taking over those businesses to your point? I don't know, man. And we need to bring these like have a resurgence, like bring them all back. Maybe I should get my kids into sewing machine and vacuum repair.
Seriously, somebody's got to do it. Yeah. All right. I don't know where we ended with that, but I talked about my shop vac. You talked about you have four vacuums and that made me feel better. I currently have. Oh, I did want to respond to the thing about dragging a shop vac into the main area of the house. That is a very good point. And my unique house setup is such that you have stayed in that bonus room, Megan, right off the garage. Yeah. And that is mostly where we have dragged it in because that is a room for crafts. It's a room for projects. It might be a room where the little tiny fuse beads get stuck in the carpet or where we vacuum out the couch that turns into a bed. Like, so the shop vac itself has stayed relatively clean. Like we haven't used it for anything super gross in the garage and it's accessible to that part of the house. So I can see how that would be not make sense in a lot of situations. But.
Well, maybe you just need two.
Yeah, exactly.
One for the gross area and one for the nice
Yet
area.
Yet another vacuum. When in doubt.
Do they make them so that they aren't like orange and black?
Ours like is yellow and
pretty
black,
shop vac.
But I had a pretty lady shop vac.
Maybe pink and bedazzled. Maybe you can make it like a violet project to like, I don't know. She could, what is it when you paste like decoupage?
Yes.
She could decoupage it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love it. I love it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So before we wrap up and pull ourselves back to the straight and narrow road here. Let's just touch on the blog post that's on our website at themomhour.com, which we will link to because it's a perfect companion to this episode because we know that we are just two moms with idiosyncratic cleaning opinions. But we have at least a dozen more great ideas on the blog. And I wondered if any of them stuck out to you, Megan, or anything that you want to try after reading our contributors' suggestions.
Well, I just want to second Emily's suggestion of Barkeeper's Friend.
Yeah.
Every time I've had a stainless steel sink or stainless anything, like if you have like one of those little carts, like those little portable carts that often have a stainless steel top.
Yeah.
Anyway, it works great. Like really, really, it's one of those like old school for a reason. Mm-hmm. There's a reason it's still around. It looks like the branding is exactly the same as it's always been. So I'm just going to second Emily on that one.
Yeah, I have used that in the past, and I don't think we have any right now. So that was a really good reminder. I want to try. So Joanne wrote about using white vinegar on everything, which we've talked about in this episode. But she specifically mentioned a few ways that I have not used it, like adding it to her laundry detergent and like some things. I'll have to go back and look at the post. But since I already talked about how I enjoy keeping that big jug of white vinegar, I think I'm ready to like up my the uses for it. And she specifically mentioned that she also has very hard water in where they live. So I'm thinking I could pick up a couple hacks. And then Kia mentioned the Instagram Go Clean Co, who, I mean, I think she has like 2 million followers. She's Canadian. Yeah. She's super, super popular. And I have watched some of her stuff too. But Kia said that Tide powder laundry detergent, not for doing your laundry necessarily, but for a bunch of other deep cleaning kind of tricks and hacks. And so I don't use that for my laundry, but I was very intrigued when Kia said all the things you can do with powdered Tide. So those are the two that jumped out to me.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, we will link to that blog post in the show notes, and you can find everything always at themomhour.com. Go search around and poke around. And before we say goodbye, Megan, just a couple more reminders. I mentioned at the top of the show that if you are a new or new-ish listener, I would love to hear a little bit about you and maybe make you a playlist. So you can email me directly, sarah@themomhour.com, and I look forward to hearing from you. And then we have two more episodes coming out this week. We are hitting the first week of the year, just hitting the ground running. We have an episode on Friday where I am chatting with a couple of my favorite fellow planner nerds, and I'll call them that with love. And that's going to be really fun. And then you and I are back on Sunday with a very New Year's-y, intentions-y, goal-setting-y More Than Mom on Sunday.
Really excited about that. And I also just want to throw out there, and if you follow us on Instagram, you probably saw this and celebrated along with us, but we hit 10 million all-time downloads last month.
Yeah, we did. Thank you for reminding us.
Which is like kind of blowing my mind, actually, that there's been 10 million times that listeners like you have actually listened to us talk. It's almost like a little disturbing, but it's awesome. And it was a big milestone that we've been kind of keeping an eye on for a while. And Sarah, you did a really fun Instagram reel about it. And then we got a lot of nice comments from the community, but it's just exciting.
No, thank you for bringing that up, because not everyone who listens is on Instagram. We do have a really fun and busy community over there, but I tend to forget sometimes that you listening may not have seen that. And it is just worth celebrating. I think we both are big fans of women celebrating their milestones and like lifting each other up. So thank you for the reminder, and yay, 10 million all-time downloads. What the heck? What the heck?
Yes.
All right, everyone. I will be back with you and a couple of fun guests on Friday. And then Megan and I will be back together on Sunday.
Talk to you then.